Hockey Talks. I'm Troy Harmon. I'm here with Casey Smith and Nick Antonucci. Case study this week on a lot more serious note. Some circumstances we've got an individual or a couple, actually, Judy and Marcus, who are 55 and 57 years old. They're married, gross income of $105,000. They want to renovate their home, and they say they plan to stay in the home during the retirement. They have about $35,000 to start the remodel, but they need about $45,000 to $55,000 more. So this is a pretty significant remodeling. They're looking at the best loans to use for remodeling, and want to know, you know, what else do they need to consider. So Casey, hopefully you got a whole lot of information you can load on us here.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the first thing to think about is how much, you know, equity do they have in their house currently? Is this something that they can maybe take some equity out and use that, you know, take a loan against their existing equity to leverage up? And
we do have some stats on that. The home was purchased in 1990 for $169,000. They assume their value is currently $303,700. Mm-hmm. They do have a mortgage. They owe $155,000, we'll say, and they estimate the equity is $149,000. So
right. Yeah, so they have some equity to work with. So that's one option, is to either do you know, you could do a cash out refinance, which means that you would just basically get a new loan, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 80% of the value, and use the difference to finance that renovation. That's where you're going to get the most in terms of the interest rate. You're probably going to get the lowest rate. The downside to that is you've got a lot of closing costs and things that you know, tack on, that's going to reduce the attractiveness of that option.
As well as you have the risk of if you ever stop making payments.
Yeah, obviously your house is at risk. I mean, they have a mortgage now. We assume they're making their payments, so you're just extending the period of time that, you know, you would have to make those payments, you know, 15-year, 30-year, depending on what the type of mortgage is. To Nick's point, that is taking a risk, putting your home at risk of foreclosure if you can't make the payment. And that's going to be the same with any type of secured loan. You know, a home improvement loan is another option, which rather than getting a straight refinance, you just go and ask for a local bank for a loan, a home improvement loan. And the interest rates are usually adjustable for those. So usually they'll require an appraisal. And a lot of times you can even get a loan for more than the equity that you have in your house if you need it. Again, you know, you're putting your home at risk. You're exposing yourself there to some things that could get pretty ugly if you aren't able to make your obligation. So
yeah, and if the rates, if it's a variable rate, so if it's going to adjust up, especially in a time like now, as you've heard us talk about, we expect interest rates to increase here in the near term. That something like that, if it does have the possibility to adjust higher, you know, you want to consider something like that in a time like right now.
Absolutely. The benefit of doing something like that would be that you do get a tax deduction for mortgage interest or home equity line interest. So that's one kind of positive of going that route rather than just paying straight cash, especially with rates being as low as they are, even if they go up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, sort of the rule of thumb is if you can make more money, you know, investing the proceeds that you would otherwise use for the home improvement, then you might be better to do that rather than to take go ahead and take a loan out rather than just paying cash for the investment.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of different options as far as loans go. It's really sort of a personal question as to how much risk are you willing to take, how much equity do you want to use. You know, we generally would probably stay 80%. Loan to value, not exceed that if you can help it, just because that gives you a buffer in case, you know, we see what happened in 2008 with home values declining and a lot of people ended up in a situation where they were underwater.
Absolutely.
And that's not a good position to be in, because then you really are kind of stuck. I mean, if this is a substantial remodel where they're looking at adding rooms on to their house or something like that, I mean, maybe the smart thing to do is just go buy a bigger house.
Right.
You know, sell your house and go out and get a new mortgage on a bigger house. And
that too, though, assumes that you have some sort of equity in the house, right? You know, you would need something as a down payment, especially if you're talking about an 80-20, you'd want to have at least something to put down.
And the issue with these people, that, you know, based on their balance sheet here, it looks like most of their assets are tied up in retirement accounts. Obviously, you don't want to touch those for any kind of home remodel or anything
like
that.
Talk about expensive. Sure. What's that?
Big penalty.
Yeah, and the fact that they're not 59 and a half, so you'd also have to pay a penalty on plus the taxes on any money taken out of a retirement account.
Right.
So I think that a loan is probably their best bet in this case since they don't have really any cash if they want to do the remodel. So it would just be a matter of them kind of talking with a financial advisor and trying to figure out the best option. They're going to want to shop them around. A lot of these products, they vary from bank to bank in terms of the interest rate. So I would, you know, get 5 or 6 quotes and make sure you're getting the best deal you can.
Yeah. All right. Anything else we need to know about some remodel financing? That got us?
I mean, I think that pretty much covers it. There's not a lot of, real detailed analysis. I mean, we could run some numbers for them and figure out the various options and what's going to cost the most, how much interest they're going to pay over time and things like that.
But, yeah.
You know, for the most part, it's a pretty straightforward question. How much risk are you willing to take? How much equity do you want to have in your house? And
I feel like that's one of the biggest ones. If you don't have any equity in the house, it really eliminates your options.
Exactly.
You got to go another route.
You can get a personal loan, but that's, you know, taking a lot of risk.
Well, you also, I mean, you say all this about loans. You have to have credit in order to get any of that. So equity and credit are two major issues. You probably don't have a chance if you have neither of those.
And we didn't talk about an unsecured loan. You know, like a credit card is an unsecured loan.
Yeah.
The problem, obviously, with anything that is unsecured is that your interest rate is probably going to be very steep.
Yeah, sure.
And in most cases, that's not going to be cost effective for you.
Yeah. So with that, I believe we probably ought to take another break. You guys stick around. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.